אף על פי שכתב מרן שולחן ערוך שיש למנוע המנהג לקח את הנגולים, even though when it comes to the מנהג of כפרות, מרן wrote in שולחן ערוך that one should not take chickens for כפרות. However, נוהגים כדעת הגאונים ורבינו האריזל. But we go against the שולחן ערוך in this case, and we take the opinion of רבינו הארי that was careful to make the כפרות with the chickens. ויש בזה מעלה מצד שהתנגול נקרא גבר, ועל כן הנה כפרתו וחליפתו. A human being is called a גבר, and a chicken, a bird, is also called גבר. So therefore, it's like a מידה כנגד, that the גבר of the chicken instead of the גבר of the person. Whatever is supposed to come to the person will go to the bird itself. ויש סוד בדבר לשוחתו בליל ערב יום הכיפורים באשמורת. The main time for the slaughtering of the kaparot is on Erev Kippur, early in the morning. Early in Kippur, which does mean this Thursday night, let's say. Erev Kippur is Friday, so Thursday night close to the morning, that's the best time to make the kaparot. It's not mandatory, you can do it any time before. The guy who shows him before 40 finish, shenu mekabel alav beneder, kadesh im mishna achayre luiz demilno luiz kashir b'chashash neder. When the person does it with chickens, he should say, every year I'm doing it b'li neder. Because maybe next year you're not going to have to do it with chickens. You're going to have to do it with money. So you don't want it to become a neder on you. So you say, I'm doing a billy neder. Kevar uzru ha-poskim. Shebemakom shesh ribuy ofot, odo ha-kasimud, yesh lachush v'yoter shena shohatim margishim, v'vekimut ha-sakim. You have to be careful, especially when they're slaughtering mass amounts of chickens, that the shohatim are slaughtering it the right way. Sometimes they're doing so many that they don't check the knife to make sure the knife is kasher and they're not slaughtering it in the proper way. ולשון השולחן ערוך, צריך יישוב הדעת ויראת שמיים לבדיקת הסכין. When you check a knife for שחיטה, you need two things. Number one, you need יראת שמיים. That's the first thing. And also you need יישוב הדעת. You need patience and you need the proper time. הלא תראה כי יבדוק אדם פעמיים שלוש ולא ירגיש בכמעט דקה ואחר כך ימסענה כי יכין לבו בערונה. You can go run your finger 3-4 times against the knife, you don't feel anything. Then the fourth time was, you feel the nick. So it needs a lot of patience and a lot of deliberation. ובחינם ובחינת חוש המישוש כפי כוונת הלב. That according to your concentration, that's how you feel. Sometimes you can be rubbing your finger. If you're not paying attention, you're not going to feel it. Beflat lehar shaot rabot sheshohatim. After many hours, the shohat is slowly from 6 o'clock at night all the way to 3 o'clock in the morning. So already he's loses his concentration. Vayamen araui leamid bodkim nefradim sheitasku rak bemedikat berikus kol chosheim. It's better to appoint separate bodkim that will check the knife, so the shochet won't check it, God forbid, in the wrong way. ולא ישמעו באמצע שום דיבור וכדומה שיסיע דעתם וכולי ואולי. על כן, אם יודע לשחוט בעצמו כדין, או שיוכל לתנו לשוחט אל השמיים ששחטנו במתינות, מה טוב? Which means, if you could find a good shochet, or you know how to do it yourself, מה טוב? ואם לאו, הרי יצא שכרו בהפסדו. You're trying to be מחמיר, but instead of being מחמיר to do as a chicken, you end up slaughtering a chicken that's a טרפה, or נבלה, whatever it is. במקום שאי אפשר לזה בשחיטה, if you cannot be careful, let's say the night of Kippur is a very busy night, the night before, יש אומרים שיוכל להקדים לשחוט בכל עשרים מתשובה. So they say you can do it the whole עשרים מתשובה. או על כל פנים, יכול לשחוט כל ליל ערב יום הכיפורים ביומו. You don't have to slaughter it at 4 o'clock in the morning on Thursday night, Erev Kippur. You can slaughter it earlier, if there's no other choice. Achen ikar ha'anyan ha'kaparot. But the main anyan of the kaparot, u'shchitatam ba'ashmoret ha'boker shel Erev Yom Kippurim. At that early time in the morning. V'imi efshar, yasu ha'kaparot b'ma'ot. If he cannot do it with the chickens, then he should do it with money. Yesh konim ha'ofot. Okay, leave it. In lokhim ma'ot kaparot ma'ot ma'aser. You cannot use ma'aser money to pay for the kaparot. If you show the kaparat u'pidyon nafsho, means it's something he has to do for himself. If it has to become for free money. Yesh no'agim litbol kodem sh'osim kaparot. Some of the customs go to the mikveh, that's the kapachim brings down from the Matei Abraham to go to the mikveh first. Kishomer ha'nosach, when he says, zeh ha'tanegol, ילך לשחיטה. So Some people say, "Zeh atanegol yelek l'shchita, ve'ani ekanes ve'elek l'chayim tovim." You shouldn't say it that way, because it could sound like Chazal Shalom, "Zeh atanegol yelek l'shchita ve'ani." Chazal Shalom is the guy. So therefore, you say, "Zeh atanegol yelek l'shchita ve'ikanes ani." You say the word "ve'ikanes" first. So it doesn't sound like Chazal Shalom that you're going to, the person's going to shchita with the bird himself. You say "Bekanes ani" when you're doing it for yourself. If you're doing it for somebody else, you say "Vetekanes ata" or "Vetekanes at," whatever it is. Kishomer ze halifatech temuratech kaparatech. You say that order. Ze halifati temurati kaparati zashet tevot het tav kaf, which is the shame of Parnasah that comes from the Sofet Tevot of Poteyah et Yadecha. So you have to say it in that order. Halifati, Temurati, Kaparati. Veshem Atach HaMemuneh Al HaChayim. That name also is on life, because it comes from the Chotech. Because that Shem, it cuts life to people. Shechotech Chayim Lechot Basar Umetkaper Yare B'Tshuva Be'etche. When they're putting the bird around your head, you should have thoughts of teshuvah. First, you should do it for yourself, and then you do it for others. Like it says, "V'chiper ba'ado," and then "uvad beto." Sarich l'smok shechitat kaparot miyad lahat shisuim al mitkaprim. Right after you make the kaparot, right away they should make the shechita. Not that you should just put it in the box and wait. After it should be done, take it. That's what the poskim bring down as well. Hashochet sarich lekaven beit shechita v'otzat adam al tzavar. When the shochet is making the shechita out of the neck of the bird, he has to have kavana lematek he geburot shebiyesod malchut. Okay, he has to have tikkun kavanot. Maybe it's neshamot in the bird itself. So you have to have kavanah to metaken all those neshamot that are in the bird. Gam yichaven metaken nefesh ba'alim. And he's have kavanah that this bird is going to metaken the guy that's doing it. Ba'al kapara yareb b'dibo. The person who's doing the kavanah has to think that whatever's happening, the bird should happen to him. That's the four mitot bedin. Sekila, serefa, herek v'herek. So instead of happening to him, everything that's doing to the bird should be a kapara. Ikar a kapara hu ashechita v'lo anitina la'aniim, which means the giving the bird to the aniim is not the main kapara. The main kapara is the slaughtering. You want to give it to the aniim after, give it to them. But the main tikkun is the shechita itself. V'yesh shurim shiyot etof shelo yiten la'anitam nugilim atzman. What are you going to give the aniim all the avonot? The miskin, instead of buying ani a regular chicken for the holiday, say, "Hey, all my avonot over here, all the sekilas and if I herik v'ainik, bon appetit. Hey, have seuda." They don't like to embarrass the ani by giving them the kaparot. In nimsat terefa, if let's say they slaughtered the bird and they found out it was a terefa, and a mitkapesik levi offer achel kapara, you don't have to bring another bird. You'll say, "Abalim netabela," but if the shaita was a nevela, meaning he slaughtered it wrong, then he has to bring another one. Thank you.